Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. If you'll take your Bibles, open up to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. We're going to be reading some verses there in just a little bit. Have you ever heard someone, or perhaps maybe you've even said these things yourself, is this all there is? Is there something more? Is this all that I am? You know, in Ephesians chapter 4 that Brother Mike read here just a few moments ago, verses 22 through 24. In verse 23, it talks about renewing the spirit of your mind. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that we are on the road of eternity. It's not something that we're waiting for. We're living in eternity right now. Yes, I know we are flesh and blood. We're living here on this earth. But our spirits are eternal. We are eternal beings. God has placed eternity in every person's heart. In other words, we have an innate awareness of something more than this temporal existence. Now, I know that there are those scientists and a lot of individuals who perhaps think that they are simply a product of evolution. They have the idea that at some time in the past, a million or 2 million years ago, that some alien civilization come by this planet and seeded the oceans with the things to bring about human life. Those are the type of people who ask these questions. Is this all there is? Is there nothing more? Is this all that I can be? Because their belief and their faith is grounded in something that is not true. As Christians, we should not be asking, is this all there is? Because we know for a fact that when we die, if we remain faithful, that there is more. And we know what it is. It's heaven, a home with God. Is there anything more? Absolutely. We know. You know, John writes, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, John says, these things I write that you may know that you have eternal life. Is this all that I am? Absolutely not. We are a spiritual being. We are designed for something more than this temporal world that we live in. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, Moses writes here, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, did you notice what is said here? God said, let us make man in our image. Is not God eternal? Was he not before everything? And since we are made in God's image, we are eternal beings. Yet today, and you know, people suppress this awareness and they harden their hearts to it. many of whom they fail to find any fulfillment in this life because they're asking the question, is this all there is? Is there something more? Is this all that I can be? They're asking the wrong questions. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. That's why they can't answer these questions. Jesus came that we might have life and that we have it more abundant. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus says, the thief cometh not but for to kill, or to steal and to kill and to destroy. And then Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, literally beyond, extraordinary, much more. Jesus came so that we could have an abundant life here on this earth while we are living, but even more at the end of this life. You know, as we begin this new week, let us not ignore what we know innately, literally, from inside of, naturally, what we know naturally. And let us pursue with urgency the way to prepare us to live in eternity. First of all, I believe we need to embrace eternity. We need to stop blocking it out of our minds or bring it to the forefront. And if we do this, if we truly come to the realization and the full understanding that we are eternal beings, you know what it's going to do for us? It's going to help us to seek God's kingdom first, as Jesus tells us in Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When we truly realize who we are and how we are made, it will help us to seek God's kingdom first. And then we read in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Understand this passage here. If we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affections on the things above, not on the things of this earth. Why? Because we are eternal beings. If you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek the eternal things, not the temporal things that we have on this earth. We need to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in. Let me read that over. And where thieves do not break through nor steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is our heart on eternal things because we're eternal beings? Or are they on the temporal things? The things that are on this earth that are going to pass away, just as our physical bodies are going to pass away. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what we need to be doing as eternal beings. We need to remember our pilgrimage. Notice, if we will, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. This is three verses, so bear with me. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them from afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Even back with Moses and Abraham and all of the others that we can read about in Hebrews chapter 11, they understood that they were eternal beings. They set their sight on the things that they saw from afar because they knew them to be true. And then he goes on, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, an eternal country. That is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. God has prepared an eternal city for an eternal people. That's us. We are eternal beings. In Psalms 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget the benefits that God has given us. Eternal life. Did you hear? Eternal life for eternal beings. To be with him eternally in heaven. We need to stop grasping for the temporal. The world is grasping for those things that are temporary. As eternal beings created by God, we must not be grabbing for the things of this earth. They're not going to save us. They're not going to keep us from being lost. Only the eternal word from an eternal God will get us as eternal beings into the eternal city called heaven. Luke chapter 12. Let's read starting in verse 13. Luke chapter 12. And let's start reading in verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak it to my brother that he divide his inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Our life is not made up about the temporal things that we have. Notice again, Luke 12, verse 15. And he said unto him, Take heed and be aware, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. It's not in what we have. Eternal beings, yes, these things perhaps help us while we're living on this earth. But let us not hold on to them in such a fashion where we're starting to ask the questions of, is this all there is? Or is there something more? Or is this all that I am? We need to start grasping the eternal. Now notice again, Luke chapter 12. Let's start reading verse 16. Verse 16 through 21. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all of my fruit and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, and take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Look at this. Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. Jesus spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a rich man brought forth plentifully. This man was living and working for the temporal, working for those things that were temporary. And because he had so much, he decided that he was going to tear down his barns and build bigger ones. What was the problem in this? The problem was he was not rich towards God. He was not thinking of the eternal. He was thinking of the temporal. He simply left God and eternity out of the picture. Now let's read verses 17 through 19. Actually, let's go through chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Again, this man, he left God out of the picture. God had blessed him. He should have been concerned with the eternal, but he was more concerned with the temporal. So God took his life. The rich man was judged by God because he left out the eternal. This rich man's problem may be our problem. Do you think? That we become so involved and so engrossed in the temporal that we forget about the eternal. We forget the creatures that we are eternal beings. You know, I think that most of us has the idea that eternity is going to start when we die. That's not true. Eternity has always been there. Mankind is only a little blip on that road. We need to come to an understanding that we are eternal beings, and because of that, we must, as Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, lay up treasures in heaven or seek the kingdom of God first because of who we are and who God is. Let's not be myopic, in other words, lacking foresight. We need to get busy preparing for eternity. Yes, we're living in eternity, but we need to prepare today on where we're going to spend that eternity. You know, there's two directions on that road. We need to make sure that we are on the right road, the right direction. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. That's myopic. Not being able to see things far off. I have the problem of not being able to see things up close. And sometimes people have that same problem. They can't see afar off, but yet they still can't see very well up close. So they stumble around trying to grasp onto things, asking these questions. Is there anything more? Is this all there is? Is this all that I can be? Brothers and sisters, we can be the eternal beings that God has designed us to be if we will but put our faith in Jesus Christ and Him crucified and follow His word daily. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's not putting the kingdom of God secondly or thirdly, or when we have time. It should be the first thing. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Have we forgotten that? Have we forgotten that we've been purged from our old sins? Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give the diligence. Make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. Give diligence. Work at it. Put forth your best effort. Do those things you know that need to be done. If you're not living faithfully, then you need to change and start living faithfully. Give diligence and make your calling and election sure. We need to stop asking these silly questions, is there anything more? Or is this all that I can be? Because we know who we are. We are the children of God. We have eternity in our hearts. God has made us that way. You know, it's almost like knowing the questions before you have to take a test. You ever sit in class and have an open book test? I've had a few. We have the open book test right here before us. We know the answers. But too many times we put the problems in, but yet we fail to find the answers. You know, these worldly scientists, these people who are believing and saying that, you know, several million years ago some alien race came and seeded the oceans and caused the spurt of growth and evolution, we finally become human beings. They've come up with problems that they can't answer. They're still asking them silly questions. But brothers and sisters, we know who we are. God has done all that He can do to give us eternal life, except take away our free will. We have to make the choice. We have to decide in which direction on that eternity road that we're following, towards heaven or towards hell. Let us dedicate ourselves to acting in harmony with what we truly know. We are eternal beings. Don't ever forget that. This morning, if you're here and you're not a Christian, you're on the wrong path.